This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The American and French presidents discussed differences about European security Saturday. This is the morning after President Trump arrived in Paris and immediately criticized his host. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports from the French capital.
Both leaders, at least while reporters were in the room, avoided any criticism of each other. As Air Force One touched down Friday night here, Trump blasted a message for his host, terming Macron's call for a European military very insulting. In the touchdown tweet, Trump suggested Europe first pay its fair share of NATO before contemplating a Europe-wide force. Macron, in recent days, noting a revived threat from Moscow, has said Europe needs to defend itself better alone, and Europeans cannot protect themselves without a true European army. Steve Herman, VOA News, Paris.
Law enforcement authorities in the U.S. state of California say 9 people have died in wildfires across the state. Andy Fox is the mayor of the community of Thousand Oaks, California.
Just 48 hours ago, our city experienced a tragedy that had national implications with the mass shooting and the loss of life of 13 individuals. And here we are just a few hours later, now talking about another crisis right here in Thousand Oaks.
Evacuations were ordered as flames from the blaze are being driven by 56 kilometer per hour winds. The U.S. Treasury Department has extended a deadline for a Russian billionaire, Oleg Deripaska, to reduce his holdings in the aluminum company Rusal before sanctions take effect. The U.S. first said in April it would impose sanctions on him and several companies in which he is a large shareholder, citing malign activities by Russia in Ukraine and in Syria. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has sought to distance himself from the acting attorney general he appointed earlier this week, VOA's Bill Gallo.
A mixed message from Donald Trump on his new acting attorney general.
I don't know Matt Whitaker. Matt Whitaker worked for Jeff Sessions, and he was always extremely highly thought of, and he still is. But I didn't know Matt Whitaker.
That comment came just 2 days after Trump fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions and replaced him with Sessions Chief of Staff Matt Whitaker. Some say the appointment is unconstitutional because Whitaker was not confirmed by the Senate. The move could also impact Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Whitaker, who may now oversee the probe, has publicly criticized Mueller, raising concerns about the future of the investigation. Bill Gallo, VOA News, The White House.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday he has shared a recording of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi with Britain, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. There was no immediate confirmation from the 5 countries that they had received the recording. Khashoggi died after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. China has told the U.S. to stop sending American ships and military aircraft close to islands Beijing claims in the South China Sea. The top Chinese diplomat made his government's position clear after the latest round of U.S.-China security talks in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is not trying to heighten tensions with China.
Even as our countries confront important differences in the bilateral relationship between the nations, our cooperation remains essential on many, many central issues.
The Trump administration has criticized China's militarization of the South China Sea. Russia hosted a group of Afghan government-linked envoys along with their Taliban rivals Friday as the Kremlin waded into efforts to end a 17-year conflict where Western efforts have repeatedly failed. 2 earlier high-profile Russian efforts to organize talks were canceled at the last minute after the Afghan government refused to participate. Around 5,000 Central American migrants are camped at an improvised refugee shelter set up in Mexico City, where they're getting rest and medical care after several weeks of rugged travel conditions. The migrants are from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, and say they are fleeing violence and poverty in their home countries. President Trump has said they will not be allowed to cross the border into the United States. He has said the caravan contains criminals, terrorists, and unknown Middle Easterners. He has said that this move to deploy U.S. troops to the border shows the United States is not playing games. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.